defense, Malik and Danny. And but he said, the way I see it is there's 10 guys coming back counting you. Do you view yourself as a starter? Is that kind of your mindset?
Yes.
Nice question, Andy.
Can you expound upon that, please?
I see myself as a starter. There's really nothing else to say.
With that said, you know, you have two quarterbacks who get a whole lot of attention. Do you kind of like flying under the radar, or would you rather get a little bit more recognition, or does that matter at all to you?
Yeah, it matters a little bit to me, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter because people see what I do on the field, so it doesn't matter. But, of course, it matters to me as a competitor, as somebody who wants to be, you know, top guy, but you know, I understand how the league works, so it's not a big deal.
Was it a different offseason for you in terms of recognition? You were on NFL Network, ESPN. What was that like those weeks following the Super Bowl?
It was cool. It was a very it was a good rewarding time, just for the hard work that we put in throughout the season, especially with all the negative comments that people had about us and the, kind of the doubts, I guess I would say, that people have for us. And to, for us to prevail on top and then get all the love and recognition and, like you said, go on ESPN and all the interviews and things, and just when you walk around, everybody comes up to you. So that's pretty cool.
Sometimes you get the impression that the rest of the country views this team as a one-hit wonder. You know, you had the great year and that's it. Why do you think it's going to be different than that?
Because defense wins championships, and I think that people – are just saying because we lost two quarterbacks that I don't know the last time that's happened. You know, when people see events that haven't happened before, they automatically, you know, doubt. So, but we know that, you know, defense was a big reason why we got to the game and the reason why we won the game. So we are very confident that we'll be better probably this year, you know, just because we're going to try harder. You know, it's another year with our coaches, you know, learn the defense a little bit better. We had a lot of mistakes, and we just watched film 10 minutes ago, mistakes we were making in games that made it closer than it should have been. So I think we'll be a lot better this year.
Do you see us hitting the reset button and forgetting about last year or building on last year?
Just build on last year. You always want to build on your success. You never want to forget it, but you always want to just keep building. Just keep building.
Personally, you've played since you got into the league quite a bit. Building, like you just said, how do you build on your first couple of seasons in particular?
I have a lot of things I can correct from my first 2 years. I can learn the game more. I was just talking to Coach Phillips out there on the field. There's some parts of my game I don't even, like, pay attention to that, you know, I know guys that are on the top level, they definitely pay attention to just recognizing routes and stuff in the game and stuff. So it's a lot of things. Nobody's perfect, you know, so you always got to find other, like, different ways to make yourself better. So that's just all it is.
In terms of recognizing routes, did you see any progress in yourself in that and other areas last year?
Yeah. That's just one thing just specifically I'm working on, just understanding how offenses like to attack. And it's just little stuff, you know. It's the details. The details is what make you great. So I'm just trying to get all my details down.
You go against the offense next week in OTAs. You looking forward to showing the rookie quarterback a thing or two?
Of course. Yeah, welcome to the NFL. I had my moments. So, you know, I'll definitely take pleasure in, you know, it's going to be tough love, you know.
Your moments, it seemed like they didn't they match you up against Demaryius Thomas a lot?
Yeah. I had some moments with everybody, so it helped me get to where I am though today. So you know, you learn from mistakes. You don't get better if you're not messing up at all. So he's not gonna be perfect, you know. Paxton's not gonna be perfect, but you know, I definitely look forward to competing against him.
What have you seen from him? Just
I haven't seen anything yet. No. I look forward to it.
Lengthy career ahead of you, but you've already won a Super Bowl. What excites you about season number 3 for you looking ahead?
Just doing it again. Just, it's like you only get one opportunity to be in the league. You know, I'm only going to be in the league for however many years. So it's like, why not try to win as many as possible, especially when I'm on a team that I'm on now. So I'm just doing whatever I can to keep getting better and keep winning, because that's all I want to do. I hate losing.
How much are outside comments and predictions fueling?
That fuels me a lot, you know, just to hear some of the things. But I'm not a guy that kind of pays too much attention to it, but of course you hear it. So it's just like, oh, okay, we're gonna do this, we're gonna do that. All right, we'll see. Just like last year, you know, we showed them last year, so we're just gonna keep getting better and just try to do what we do this year.
Keeping an edge is hard for championship teams, especially at the professional level. What have you seen from guys that makes you think you're still hungry, that you can repeat in terms of attitude? I mean, because you guys are close.
I mean, we're talking about it. We talk about it every day, doing it again. You know, so it's definitely hard to find ways to motivate yourself, period. You know, people in general, it's hard to do that. But I think we have a lot of vets and a lot of leadership to – we're kind of all on the same page, and we all are kind of hungry. And like you said, you know, the media and other people are doubting us already. So, of course, that's – you doubted us last year, and you saw how it motivated us. So if you do it again this year, you know, like, we'll just see how it does, how it happens.
You said you were just looking at – mistakes from last year. How does a defense that played as well as you did last season get even better this season?
Just you got to fix those mistakes, those communication errors. And there was a couple of games we gave up some big plays just off of simple things, not because the team was better than us, but just because we didn't communicate right, or we weren't all on the same page adjustment-wise and things like that. So when you can get on top of everything, it's definitely another level. You know, we played good last year and definitely won the best, you know, ever last year, but there's definitely another level for this defense for sure.
Is that something you guys would do when you go against Paxton? Tell him something you see him tip or see him do, or is that just kind of putting too much on his plate with everything he's learning on his side of the ball?
Yeah, I think it's too much too early. Let him get into the system. Let him learn his side of the ball. You know, let him get familiar and things like that. And then once he starts progressing and you see him getting things down better, you know, then you kind of – it's just steps. You know, you take baby steps, you know. So it's early still.
Well, it looked like on over Sotomayor on Twitter, you kind of threw it out there, like, where do I go? Is that truly how kind of organic that was?
And yeah, it was real cool. It was real cool. You know, I hit up some people on Twitter and people were hitting me back places. And I actually visited like two or three places and – you know, every place I went, they're like, oh, my God, I can't believe you came. And, you know, hooked me up with free food and drinks and things like that. So I Ubered everywhere. But it was a good time, you know. Yeah, it was a good time. I like the Spanish culture, you know, the Mexican culture and things like that. So it was fun to just have a good time.
Did you go to Casa Bonita?
I didn't.
Gotta go to Casa Bonita.
Where's it at?
Casa
Bonita.
Where is that?
Colfax?
Colfax and Sheridan.
I'll try it.
Not for the food, but guys that jump into pools.
Guys jumping in pools. I'm good on that. Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll try it out.
Anything else, guys?
All right. No, we got it all covered.